You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the haunted Fairbanks house with owner Sherman Mobley. Have you officially opened it as the Airbnb yet?
Yes.
And because I looked at the website, and it definitely says haunted Fairbanks house. But you know, if you were to list it through actual Airbnb, you'd almost have to put it was haunted.
I would have to, because there's no way I would let anybody in there without them knowing.
Because, you know, you'd get this poor family in town for family reunion and this entity would terrorize them, or poor Henrietta would be up there having a seizure.
I haven't even put it on Airbnb yet. I've just got it right now. I'm letting paranormal groups in.
You know, I just think, especially looking at the house, because it looks like it has everything. You know, like you've redone the outside. It looks quite like you put the actual wood shutters, I think, on it. I'm not looking at a picture of it right now, but it's very trendily done. That's why I said it did not look like a haunted house to me. It actually looks like something you'd find on HGTV.
Yeah.
And so it's
the outside now. I'd like to put it back to the original side in one day, but it's going to be a while. That stuff is, I believe, it's cypress and it's really expensive.
Oh, I bet. But like you put new floors down. Well, in some cases you had no floors, so you put floors down. But like, so it's got water, heat, AC, all of that?
Yes, each room has its own heat and air conditioner unit.
So when they come in, they can actually spend the night in comfort. It's not like they're just walking into this abandoned house.
Yes.
It's got all the amenities.
Yeah, it's got their bathrooms, everything.
You know, I recently stayed at an Airbnb, and from the outside, I told my sister, I'm like, you did not rent this place. And she said, yeah. And I'm like, it's so haunted. Like, just look at it. The building was probably built around 1850, 60. The bottom's abandoned. The building next to it is abandoned. The building, and it's all just three buildings attached to each other. Third one has a bar in the main floor, nothing in the upstairs. And I'm like, we can't stay here. But you know, when we got in the house, I was very, in the apartment, I was very pleasantly surprised. I felt like there's something kind of there, but leaving us alone.
Yes.
Which I was very appreciative of. In your house, it would be the other way around. I would go, oh my God, I want to stay in this place. It's so nice. And then you get in and find out the dark secret.
Like I said, I haven't spent the night. My wife refuses.
Because I just got the feeling it would be a tough place to spend the night.
Yes. We had an event a while back. We rented three rooms, and the next morning there was only one room. Still had people in it. Rest to get up and left. I don't
know what happened. They left in the night.
Yes. We had a ghost hunt, and then they had it out. They probably creeped them out at the ghost hunt. So.
Well, and they probably were hearing things and experiencing some things.
We've had quite a bit happen in there, especially lately.
What do you think about lately having extra activity? Is it just because more people have been coming in and out, you think, maybe?
Or yes, more groups in.
And, you know, not saying that they're trying to trigger anything or provoke it, but sometimes just having the activity in the house.
Yes, some the previous kind of owner told me that when you get a lot of people, it kind of upsets upstairs. And downstairs, it's no problem downstairs. It's just, like I said, it's just you'll hear stuff and little stuff. It's just upstairs and around. And it seems to not like men up there. It does. I believe it's Henrietta, though. She looked, when they get in her closet, we had the lady who said she felt like a kid sat down in her lap, and one was rubbing another lady's hair. But when the men get in there, they get poked and jabbed and grabbed and pinched. And,
and it could be Henrietta and her reaction to women. You know, there might have been women who were more nurturing, and she might have had some really bad experiences.
Yes, never know when the mental hospital locked up.
Exactly. You don't know what the poor girl went through. I would love it if you could find someone to help Henrietta move on.
Yes.
Find some peace. Once again, don't know how easy that would be to do.
Yeah, I don't know. She's been there that long. That's a long time.
Exactly. You know, she might have missed her opportunity. I don't know, because I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Now, with the groups, are you, I'm going to guess, you're getting quite a bit of interest in people coming in to investigate?
Yes, we've set up a few events. Like I said, I just got open.
I know, you haven't been open very long at all.
No, we've had a few, and earlier had investigators come in, and like I said, I had a few private events. And this is a big. We had our first customer Saturday night. He came by himself, stayed there all night.
Ooh, that's interesting. A lot. There's not a lot of people who do solo investigations.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people who don't recommend it.
Yeah, he was. It was kind of quiet there. I've learned the house. I can go down there and sit for like 10 or 20 minutes, and I can just about tell you what's, if it's going to be active or not. It's just got a feeling to the house. Sunday night was awfully quiet, but it did. It slammed the door on him, and he was in the dark investigating. It slammed the door on him and scared him pretty bad.
And that's the thing, because once you're in there by yourself, you know there's no way that door's slamming shut.
That's what, I'm glad I've had the cameras, because we got it on camera, and he was at least 3 foot away from that door. But it's done that before. It does that. They'll slam that door. Usually when the investigators are leaving, it slams the door on them somewhere. It's like, goodbye, you know.
I wonder if the house kind of has gotten with you anyway, outside of the one guy, appreciative that you have kept the house going, because the house could have just eventually just collapsed in on itself.
Yes, it was getting pretty bad. Had several leaks. I was glad I could get to it when I did. I've seen the house for years, and I always wanted it, but I never would buy it.
Did people around say, Sherman's lost his mind?
They all did.
It's like,
everybody down there says they're not coming there. They said they've been hearing about that house for years, and I've had some people couldn't wait to get in there.
I was going to say, it seems like there's a house in my town that I have been watching them renovate it for a couple years now. And it's sat empty for years and years and years and years. And it's one of those you just drive by and you can feel it. But I want to go in it just to see it. I just want to go inside the house to see it. So after it's sitting there empty for years and years, they've been renovating it for a couple years. I want to go in there so bad. I'm like, they have to have an open house at some point, right? But I would think there'd be some people around there who would feel like that about the house. I just want to go in and see it. I've driven by it all these years. Don't need to spend the night. I just want to see it.
Yes, we've had several. I have people drop by sometimes, just want to look around.
Yeah.
I have some people said they're not coming down there.
After what you've told me, I totally understand why.
One guy we talked to, he said, I'll wave at you when I go by, but I ain't coming up here. Especially upstairs, unless, you know, I never even mentioned about the upstairs.
It kind of seems like that must have gotten around maybe before, like.
Yeah, some of the family said they used to, the newer part of the house was built in 1935, and they said there's no activity at all in that part of the house. I don't know why, but they said if you have problems to go in there, you won't, it'll leave you alone once you move down there.
Do you feel like that in that part of the house? It feels pretty normal?
Yeah, it's just normal. Never seen or heard anything in there.
Yeah, I was in there's a old hotel downtown, probably built around 1900. And my friend lived there. And I've heard all these stories about it being haunted. But he lived in a newer section of it that had been built to kind of look like the style of the original. And I said, so is it haunted? And he pointed down the hall and he said, go through that door and it's haunted on the other side. And that's the original part. He said his part of the building not haunted at all.
That part, I've never heard or seen anything. You have no trouble. They've even tried to do sessions in there and get nothing. And I tell them when they get there, I say, there's nothing. You're not going to get anything over there.
It kind of is awesome that if you were investigating and it's getting too intense, at least you have a place you could go.
Yes.
And kind of mellow out just a little bit, get your shit together, and then go back.
Yeah, like I said, I had a guy tell me, he said, when it got too bad there, his best friend grew up there. And he said, when it got bad, we'd just go downstairs. They had a pull-out bed in the TV room.
And that was the newer part?
Yes. But his room was upstairs. And he said it would get pretty active up there sometimes.
See, that's been going on for a long time then.
Yes.
That is so interesting to me. So do you have quite a few bookings coming up, people getting interested and coming to do investigations?
I've got a few. It's really the wrong time of the year to be opening, but I wanted to go ahead and open anyway.
You know, like in a restaurant business or anything else, you do the soft opening, see how it goes, and then you open and bring all the people in. So this way you can kind of see how what you need to do on your end. How it's going to work, the best way to do it. It makes sense.
Yes.
Actually. But congratulations on doing such a great job, because there's a lot of work that goes into that. So have you kind of tried to keep what you can that's original to the house, you know, the trim and things like that?
Yes, I've tried to keep as much as any boards we had to take out that were bad, I've used for any place that needed patching, I would use it for. And there's an old hotel next door that's even older than it, and it went up for sale, and they turned it into a church. And they were doing a lot of renovations, and I got a lot of old trim from them that I was missing in my house.
And you've got, like, furniture in there and bedding and everything, so people can just go right in and start investigating. Or just go stay there. You could do that too. You don't have to do investigations. You could just go stay. I've never done home renovations. I just watch them on TV.
That's what I do for a living. Real estate, and I buy houses and fix them up and resell them. And then I have a lot of rental properties.
Now, I'm looking at pictures from your Facebook page, and you do have pictures up from the Bible, the pages of the Bible.
Yes.
Were you able to save any of those and put them in a frame, maybe?
I've got them locked in a cabinet. I've got a glass cabinet. Anything I find in the house or in the yard that's old, I put in that display cabinet.
Yeah, because you don't want anyone touching those, but they're kind of cool looking.
Yeah, we've got that cabinet full. We found all kinds of stuff in the attics, from homemade knives, toys. I found a kid's tie that was hidden on the floorboard. I said, I bet he hid that because he didn't want to wear it. Jars, bottles. We found a lot of medicine bottles. I guess since the two dentists live there, it's probably going to be a good chance of that.
Well, then, like, here's a really cool old picture. I don't even get what that is. It's like a guy in a cowboy hat talking to somebody. I don't know if it's like from a movie or something.
That's a movie poster. And I found out from the family, their uncle used to own the movie theater back there in the 40s and 50s. So he probably gave it to him. It was the stuff they hang on the walls, you know.
And there's some great photos. So go to the Facebook page, Haunted Fairbanks House, and you can see all these photos and things that you found there. Like, here's a picture. Looks like looking from the living room into the kitchen a long time ago. But there's like a million orbs.
Previous owner. She took that just sitting there watching TV. So she looked up and they were everywhere. She took a picture. And what's funny, if you zoom in on those things, it's like little faces or something. It's weird.
It's weird. Snowflakes. It's like the orbs have a pattern. Yeah.
Yes.
And then
I've never seen so many orbs in my life.
I don't even know. And then there's one that looks like it's got eyes in it or something. Then there's another picture. I think there's one on the stairs with a ball that's got some kind of white misty stuff going on.
Yes, that was during an investigation.
Then you've got one where there's a laundry basket, looks like some hand weights, a ladder, and then you go to the next picture and it looks like a shadow of a person.
Looks like Elvis.
Yeah, it kind of does. Like he's got a little bit of that sideburn action going on.
What's got me is some lady said that looks like an old riding hat. And you know, Henry fell off his horse.
It kind of does look like a riding hat.
It looks like a soldier. And there's been tons of soldiers living in that house. I got pictures. There's tons of pictures, and I wish I knew who they were. I've got pictures all over the house. I had to take one apart. It was crooked in the frame. It was dated 1874.
And you just found it.
It was there. There's a lot of stuff in the attic. I don't guess anybody had been up there messing with it for years. We found boxes of old pictures. I found there's a old black and white picture of a lady, and I hang it on the wall and they knock it off.
Really?
I put it on Facebook asking. None of the family knows who it is. I said, well, obviously somebody does because they don't like her. I had to go up there and screw it to the wall to keep it from getting knocked off the wall.
And has that helped?
Yeah, but the glass, when we come back, we do an investigation a few weeks ago, and all the glass had been pulled out and thrown on the floor.
I'll be damned. The same picture. Like, it just doesn't like this person.
Yeah, there was no glass. We had cleaned that floor before the investigators got there.
Yeah, you would know if there was glass on the floor.
Yes. And the investigator had been through there. He walked through. He put in his camera, and he said, there was no glass on this floor a while ago.
Yeah. I would love just to come take a tour of the house. I would not be brave enough to spend the night. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not.
Whatever that is upstairs is very aggressive towards colored people. Very, very. That's why we think it's an overseer. I had one poor lady come in just for a tour, and it said her name over the spirit box and then called her the B word. And that was within 2 minutes of walking in that room. She said some nasty things to people up there. That land before it was slave quarters was an Indian village, and the French come in there and killed up most of them, took the rest of them off to an island somewhere as slaves and made them work.
See it, and it could even go back to that.
Mm-hmm. It's just so much went on there. We dug in the yard. The Union come through when they were attacking Harrisonburg. There's a fort over there. They took it over as a campground. It was one of the only open spots there. And we have caught Russian EVPs in that house.
Russian?
Yes, that place was originally settled by Russian Jews. Somebody in New Orleans sold them that land, didn't tell them it flooded down there. And the reason they call that an island, that's a high spot there. When the water used to come up before they had the levee, that was the only spot that was above until you got into the hills, you know. So it's weird having Russians there. Dr. Dish was German.
Do you think that you'll, as you go along with these paranormal investigations, will you kind of try to like keep track of some of the findings and see if there's any consistencies like you already have seen?
Yes, like I said, it seems to. The guy downstairs, we had one group and all the women went in one room and he was just interacting with them good with some men come in. They said, well, the men come in, he quit talking. And that other guy said, you want us to leave? And he lit up, I believe it's 3 cat balls and a REM pod
all at the same time.
I said, okay, we'll get out there.
That was a hell yes.
An EVP recorded by a group out of South Louisiana. They were asking for Henrietta in her closet. And they got a voice that says, she's not here. And then they got one that's very faint, but it says, she is insane. But the guy comes Sunday night, and it was just like a graveyard there. He had a little bit, but nothing like most people get.
You know, it's not like it's on demand. It's going to happen or not. You can't force anything.
Yeah, the girl that lived there, she said when they were shooting the dead files that a bunch of people went upstairs in Henrietta's room and set up some equipment and said they were all outside. And so he knocked everything over. She said, I told you it was going to make him mad.
And it did.
He turned off. They had 7 video cameras going about 3 weeks ago, and he turned six of them off about 11:30.
See, that's really strange that six of them would go off about the same time.
Seven cameras in the house, six of them went off in 2 to 3 minutes. And one of them went off in the room there, and the whole house went dead quiet. They quit talking to the spirit box. REM pod quit.
That's
one lady said, well, I guess we're going to leave. And one, the spirit box, it had went off like for 10 minutes. It said, bye. She had told me, the girl that used to live there, she said, when he gets enough, he's had enough. I'm still trying to find out more. Like I said, the courthouse burnt. All the records are gone.
Yeah, that's a thing, you know, because everything was on paper back then. So if there was a flood or a fire, it's all gone.
Yeah.
You know, they could do their best to save things, but you can't save everything.
There was one investigator come. She has a picture of Henrietta. I've been trying to get in touch with her. She's she has a degree in history, and she had looked it up.
You know, you can get groups in there who are going to be looking at it historically and trying to find out, you know, actually who's there. Then there's other groups that'll come in, and they just are kind of after the screams and the scares.
Yes.
And so, but it's the group that is more interested in discovering what's there. I always like those.
Yes.
Rather than just trying to scare people.
We found an old notebook from LSU in an attic from 1940. And when she picked it up, something touched her on arm. You could see the fingerprints on her arm. And that book disappeared. His granddaughter come in wanting it, and we couldn't find it. And about 2 weeks later, it showed up. And I went down there the other day, and I can't find it again.
Isn't that crazy?
Jamie and his girlfriend come in, and they couldn't find their batteries to all their equipment. And they looked everywhere, and he said, maybe it's in that room. She said, we haven't been in that room. And they opened the door, and they were sitting in the right middle of the floor in there. That's the trickster downstairs. He likes to play games. They done the spirit box, and they asked, well, what were you doing when you died? He said, flitzing.
What did he say?
Flitzing. We didn't know what it was, and they looked it up. It's an old word from the 1800s for, like, partying or catting around, you know?
You think that could be Henry?
I think it's Henry. Probably came a few weeks ago. They said, what's it like to spend the night here? I said, I don't know. I've never spent the night here. They said, why? I told them, I know better. They got so wide.
God, that's the truth, too.
It gets deathly quiet in that house at night. But when it's like that, you don't really get much action.
It's really pretty cool, all the things. There's a lot of photos. And you're keeping all those in the house?
Yes, I try to keep everything.
I like that. So Haunted Fairbanks House, you can look at the Facebook page, and that's the website as well, right?
Yes, www.hauntedfairbankshouse.com.
And I'll put a link on the show description, so people can just click on that real easily and get more information. But definitely go to the Facebook page too, because you can see videos where you're going to see orbs. There's some EVPs that you can hear, all those pictures we were just talking about. And you can just appreciate all the work that has gone into this house when you see what they've done with it. It's amazing. Hats off to you guys.
Thank you.
And I love it when people save old houses. Because, you know, once they're gone, they're gone. And so I'm glad that your town was able to keep this house, even though it's got that horrible person upstairs.
I had a lot of people give me stuff that was from original from that house to put back in it.
You know, and I wonder, too, if that kind of stirs up some activity.
Yes, I have something of Nettie's that's original from 1800s in there, and I keep it locked away pretty good.
I would want to keep those sorts of things safe.
Yes. It's not in the cabinet. It's locked up in another cabinet.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about it tonight.
All righty. Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation with Sherman Mobley about the Haunted Fairbanks House. For more information, visit their website at hauntedfairbankshouse.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything without the commercials, you could become a gravekeeper. You could sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.